Chapter 1. Meadow. It is the key to survival, the key to life, my father's old dagger. Perry! I call out over the waves to my little sister. An old can bobs up and down in the water, mesmerizing me for a moment. Beyond the shallows, the sea is packed with boats. Some of them are still afloat, with their masts stretching like arms to the sky. Others are half-submerged, shipwrecked and covered with moss. Among the boats are other things. Old tires, half of a rusted car, plastic. A body lies face down in the waves, her hair spread out like seaweed. Behind me in the city, the night siren wails. It starts low, then whoops higher and back down again. Everyone on the beach hurries into the shadows, knowing all too well what happens when the sun goes down. It isn't safe anymore. I call out to Perry again. It's time to go! She holds up a tiny hand and gives me the signal. Two grubby little fingers held high above her head. 2 minutes. It is always 2 more minutes with her. The sun is sinking, a massive orange ball melting into the sea. It sets fire to the sky, and everything is dancing in colors. Reds, oranges, yellows. It reminds me of blood. It reminds me of my mother. Perry comes running up to me, kicking a spray of sand behind her. I found a periwinkle, she squeaks, sounding like a startled seagull. Like me. Yeah? Let's see it. I cast a glance over my shoulder at the few people who still litter the beach before kneeling down to her level. Perry's big gray eyes, the color of seafoam, widen as she places the tiny shell in my outstretched palm. It's twisty and fat, with a sharp point at the top. A mollusk sticks out. Though it has barely enough meat for anyone to eat, I'm still tempted to shove it into my pocket. But somehow the initiative would find out. As sure as the tide comes and goes, the initiative will always discover our secrets. It's a good one, I say, smiling down at her. But we can't keep it. The thick black numbers tattooed onto her forehead crease in frustration. 72050. Perry's catalog number. Just one number different from mine. Our barcodes show the initiative where we are, who we are, every moment of our lives. As Perry grows, it will grow, and it will never fade or wrinkle because of the healing nanites we all have in our blood. Tell you what, I point the tip of my dagger toward the shell. We'll mark it. That way, next time you find it, you'll remember. I etch a small heart into the side of the shell. It's crooked and hardly legible. I drop the crab on the sand, let the waves take it away. Perry smiles triumphantly. She's a miniature version of me. Silver hair that hangs in loose curls to her waist. Like our mother's. Okay, time to go. She grabs my hand and tows me along the sand, humming the tune to an old lullaby under her breath. Soft, so no one but the two of us can hear it. Perry knows the value of silence in the shallows. At the far end of the beach, a jetty of large rocks juts out into the ocean. Waves crash on the rocks, and we get soaked, but it doesn't matter. The heat of the summer clings to me like fog. Perry goes first, clambering on hands and feet up the jetty and over to the other side. I climb down after her, and my breath catches in my throat. Pirates. They'll do anything for extra creds. The initiative pays them to guard the shore and take care of minor problems, as well as find and report the citizens who break the 4 commandments of the shallows. Commandment 1, honor the initiative. Commandment 2, thou shalt not attempt to cross the perimeter. Commandment 3, honor the silent hour. Commandment 4, thou shalt not harbor useful items from the days before.
Pay up, one of the pirates says.
He stands from his spot by a blazing campfire. They are cooking fish.
We could never afford an entire fish.